Today's story comes from the Bible, in the book of Revelation, chapter 21. In the early days of the church, there was a time of great suffering and uncertainty. In that time, there was a follower of Jesus named John. Jesus sent his angel to John with a message. "Look," the angel said to John, "here is good news for God's people. See what God is doing in the world at just the right time. Tell the people everything that Jesus is showing you in this vision." And when John looked where the angel pointed, a city, God's city in heaven, is coming down to earth. When John saw the city in the vision, it was so splendid and beautiful and filled with God's goodness that he couldn't think of any way to describe it except with precious jewels. The streets paved with gold, the buildings carved from gems, jasper, sapphires, emeralds, amethysts. The gates of the city are giant pearls. As John walked around the glittering streets, he noticed something unusual. No streetlights, no lamps, no house lights, no flashlights, no lights anywhere. But was it dark? No. Because in the center of the city is Jesus, the holy lantern, and God light is streaming out from the lantern. Jesus told John, "Look closely. See the pearl gates? They're open wide, never to be shut again. Darkness, lies, and violence cannot come in. But the light of God pours out from the gates of the city and shines across the whole earth." When John turned to see how far the light shone out, he saw people from every part of the world following the light all the way to the city to make their home with God. And they weren't coming empty-handed. No, the people were bringing with them every good gift of their hands, their cultures, their creativity. Imagine the stories, recipes, toys, tools, ideas, things people have built and woven and carved and invented. The gifts of knowing and being known by the land, and the other creatures, and each other. Imagine the music from every place and every people, from these Coast Salish territories. From China, from Latin America, from Mali, from Sri Lanka, from Australia, from all over this good world, songs of praise and healing from every human heart. John saw all of these good human gifts joyfully welcomed into the city, warm and bright with the presence of the living God. And the voice of Jesus came like thunder and lightning so that John could not ignore it. Look, God is making his home with the people. God will live with human beings and wipe away everyone's tears. There will be no more death, no more sadness, no more crying or pain. Have no doubt, I am making everything new. This is the word of the Lord. When I was imagining how we could visualize the glory of human beings in Revelation 21 for today's Shadow and Light story, I had trouble deciding what objects to depict. What kind of images could give us a sense of the joyful offering of human creativity from cultures around the world? After some conversation with others, I settled on musical instruments. But this is a place of pretty big ignorance for me. I know very little about music in general, and especially not about music from genres and traditions around the world. When I found pictures of instruments from Mali, Sri Lanka, China, Australia, Latin America, and this Coast Salish land that I thought would work for the story, I realized that for some of them, I had no idea what they sounded like. I'd never heard them before. To some extent, that may be because I just haven't had the opportunity, but part of my ignorance is intentional. I am comfortable in my narrow world, where white privilege is at the center of the culture and the church. I rarely risk stepping outside of my own traditions into what is uncomfortable and different for me, but absolutely familiar and known at the heart of someone else. How uncomfortable will I be in the city of God coming down to earth, the city where whiteness is not at the center, Christ is? I went online to find the sounds of these musical instruments from cultures that were different than mine, and I considered putting audio clips of these different pieces of music into the story, but that didn't seem right. The music isn't mine, and I don't have permission to weave it into my storytelling. And so, in my telling of God's story, there is silence, where there ought to be the sounds of glory. God's city is coming to earth, whether we get ready for it or not. And God's people are being called towards the light of Christ from every race and culture and land, whether we are willing to rejoice in that reality or not. But we have received an invitation to look for the light, especially in unfamiliar places, to listen for the sounds of glory that are coming, and to follow. Those of us who are white, and those of us who are Black, Indigenous, and people of color have different work ahead of us on this shared journey, and we may require different resources. Some of us need to move further from the center so that there is space for others to be fully included, for their gifts and perspectives and knowing to be recognized as essential and beloved in our community and in God's good world. We are in the season of Advent, and this is a season of deep darkness, a time of waiting for Christ's promise of renewal and healing. But this waiting isn't meant to be cringing or overwhelming or paralyzing. This is a time of genuine anticipation. In music, I've learned, anticipation is the sounding of one note of a chord before the rest of the chord is played. How can we anticipate the fullness of the glory of the music that is coming? This is a question for us in this season of the church year, but also in every season. We are always looking forward to the return of Christ, our holy lantern. We are always anticipating God's coming to earth to make a home with the human community. We've included links in the chat to music from each of the instruments shown in the shadow and light story. Why not listen to some of these pieces or another piece that you discover with some people in your home or your home group or someone else that you trust on a phone or a Zoom call? As you listen, imagine this human glory being brought joyously into the light of God's glory. And ponder together what it might look like for us as a church to authentically decenter whiteness and to discover truly at the center that there is Christ, the light of the whole world.